Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, July 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable. And remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You could use PayPal on the RBN website's donate page. You could call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN. Mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And this being Thursday, I do have my trusty Thursday co-host, a Dutch citizen broadcasting from France, Mr. Wilhelm Velderhof. Hello, Wilhelm.
Hey, hello, Richard. Good to be with you. Hello to all the listeners and the RBN network. It's always nice to be with you guys on the other side of the pond.
Yes. Yeah, I just noticed an interesting article regarding plans for future Dutch housing centers regarding Holland. Yeah, this was over at Investment Watch blog. I came upon this just a few minutes ago before the show. It's official. They're saying no more private cars allowed in new to be built Dutch housing centers, according to the planned government. And we've been hearing about how they want to make nations full of renters where fewer and fewer people other than the elites actually own their own homes. And I've been pointing out how, yeah, we've seen in their literature for years now how they want to eliminate private vehicle ownership except for the elites. And that explains the push to the electric vehicles, which are very expensive, and it just isn't practical. I mean, they really aren't even concerned in going electric, I don't think. The vehicles, the technology's reliability isn't even there yet for most uses. But supposedly the military is going to switch to electric. I have a difficult time believing that. But this is all for just, you know, perception at the moment. But definitely that's one way they can stop you if you're living in a housing complex where you just aren't able to have a vehicle there. Well, are you going to store it somewhere else, you know, far away? It would be absurd. So I guess that's one way they want to try to start enforcing people not owning their own vehicle, you know, and just condition the population. So I don't know, I just came across that, so I thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and it fits in also. I have some people I know, some friends in Holland who are in sort of they still have it pretty well, you know. They have they're not poor, they're still sort of locked in, of course, because they see something is wrong. They see something is just, you know, It's out of scale, this whole farmer thing. And then they see the climate thing, and then I know some people for like 20 years, 30 years, friends of mine, but they are sort of locked in. So today I spoke with a friend, and he sees this because he's having trouble. He has trouble to find a house, or he's just had a new girlfriend and they try to have children and they try to find a house, but that's just impossible. But now they have these different projects, and he says it's just amazing because all these things are just coming through. What you're talking about, say, I say, well, it's not very difficult because it's all published. It's just a matter of looking at it and reading some documents and just reading what is being promoted and what the plans are. It's just in the open. But he says, yeah, it's very weird because now they have different projects, multiple projects in Holland, which is completely full. Holland is just very small country, but it's being set up as a mega city, this tri-state mega city project that's in line with the Belt and Road project of China, where this whole, this economic center will be transferred from the West to the Israel, Dubai, Qatar, the Middle East, which is now expanding just exponentially, if you see Dubai, what's happening over there. But he says, and it's very weird because, they have all kinds of, he saw 100 projects of villages where you can buy a house, but you're not allowed to have a car. So they want to have car-free zones. It's just massive, in your face. So it's interesting to have still these contacts and still be able to communicate with some of them, because we're friends, but they just not into the information. They just do their things and they try to survive. But they see now really things are really going weird. They're going really out of hand. And same with the farmers. The farmers are really very much aware of the plans of this relocation of their, their heritage, generation heritage of farmers who are now being told that they have to go because the nitrogen scam, they know it's a scam. They have the documents, but it's being occulted in the media in Holland, although there's much support abroad with these farmers. It's ongoing still. It's now 3.5 weeks. This protest of the farmers is massive, but it's just being now occulted. And if you switch on the television, it's now being portrayed as being harmful to the economy. And they're protesting with asbestos on the roads and the manure on the roads. And they now really doing harmful things. So it's being tried to frame them in a certain way. But it's some sort of critical mass is being reached with this, all this stuff, in a certain way. That's interesting to see where that will go. But like we talked before, Holland is being geared up for this mega city project as a harbor or a city in the west, like Peking, Singapore, or in the east, or Shanghai. Holland is going to be this mega city in the west, and I fear that especially the UK and the United States, of course, are being geared up for implosions in line with the Daigle.com predictions. That's also an interesting thing, but that's a lot to go into. But it's interesting to watch because more. But at the same time, people are tired. They're very tired. If you come up with COVID stuff, they're sort of really worn out, and that's of course a very fragile state. But at the same time, we need to go there, and we need to be pushed in the corner even more, that people who think they can still uphold their illusionary comfort zone bubble and maintain that that's going to be destroyed, that more people are seeing it. It's interesting to say the least.
Yes, and what you describe for Holland, this type of approach to a city, what we're hearing about these Dutch plans, not allowing people to own private vehicles. There seems to be another article dovetailing with a lot of that, showing that this is all coming from a global initiative, from the World Economic Forum, and now we have this council for inclusive capitalism, which is those same corporations of the WEF trying to actually implement, some of these theories. But evidently around the world, they want to plan these. This must be included in the Holland city framework you're describing there. They're referring to them as C40 cities. I can only assume that that's referring to probably their alleged climate goals by 2040 or something. Probably is where the 40 comes from, and just cities that are climate aware. But C40 cities climate leadership group is the one article discussing it. C40.org. I mean, they already have their own websites and everything. All, again, linked with the World Economic Forum. Sadiq Khan, over in London, he's pledging that London will eat less meat. You know, again, with the nitrogen as the newest a way they're trying to push fear in people. Of course, many people are already aware of CO2 lie. They'd have to at least go and do some more reading, perhaps, to give them a little more time, those trying to push the propaganda with the nitrogen. But it shows a lot of the breakdown here with some people pointing out the details. This one gentleman, Frederick Leroy, was tweeting about a lot of the details. It's a 68-page PDF that outlines these C40 city plans. Future plans for the non-elite, no meat or dairy if you're not of the elite, little clothing, and no cars, almost zero air travel, etc. You get the idea. And they have that over at Investment Watch blog. You can link to the 68-page PDF. So yeah, preferably no meat and dairy by 2030, or otherwise, when you're not a good enough citizen and really can't resist, only low amounts at least. So you have to get used to that. They have all these charts. Preferably no more than 3 new clothing items per year. And that, I assume, includes worn-out socks and underwear for the serfs, right? Who needs clothes in this new Garden of Eden anyway, he says sarcastically. Also, another point he notices from some of the literature, you'll own 0 private vehicles. Yeah, we've been discussing that, according to the ambitious target. But if you do have one, you'd better use it for half a century, is their new recommendation. You can still fly once every 2 to 3 years, short distances only. And if he then tweets with the board of directors archive of the C40.org, C40 cities, and he says, this is Frederick Leroy on Twitter, if all this sounds unreal and even insane to you, don't forget that the initiative has some very powerful people and organizations behind it. For instance, Michael Bloomberg is president of the C40 board, and Sadiq Khan, mayor of London, is the current chair. And there's an article with Khan talking about London will eat less meat over at timeout.com, he links to. But yeah, I have what? World Economic Forum, Rockefeller Foundation, WBCSD, EAT, I'm not familiar with that, Club of Rome, WWFWRI, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Davos and the Club of Rome in the background. No wonder the whole setup is technocratic and Malthusian at its core, he says. Your thoughts, Willem?
Well, first of all, I think it's very appropriate to name it as it is. This name changing stuff is also getting out of hand. It's Sadiq Cohen, probably. All this Khan and Cohen and Khan and this stuff is just pathetic. But these people really think that they are God. They are chosen. So if you see the World Economic Forum promoting that all their people, all their, you know, their members are being flown in with private jets to talk about how we should change the world and how we should save the world for climate change, it's just another emanation of this disease of people who really think that they are God's chosen one, or whatever you want to call it, is being projected. I think this mindset of being God and being the chosen one, or that you have different rights than other people have, that's an occulted thing as well. Most people don't even know what a right is. If you ask people what is a right, 99% don't even know what it is. They cannot describe it or give a definition or anything, and an effort even. And let alone the order followers of this clan of the chosen ones, who think they cannot even say what's right or wrong. So it's all emanations of insanity, And the idea that we have to save ourselves and shower less this coming winter. Well, in the meantime, if you read some financial magazines, or as I do, because I like aviation, I read these aviation magazines, what is being invested in private jet aviation, and just a whole army and whole fleets of new Airbus, that's just, you know, like commercial aviation segment airplanes are now being geared for private jets, like a fleet of 20 of these for rich people. So these and these people are being selected, or these are the so-called people who have to tell us how we should live our lives in a sustainable way. So this division, this schism, this whole breakdown of this whole thing is getting more visible for many people who are being, you know, in the who are being their lives are being destroyed, really destroyed. Really, there are so many segments in society which are just being demolished at this time. But if you switch on television, you don't see it, of course. But you just have to just look a little bit further than outside of the your spectrum of society, and you see the suffering is enormous, and whole, you know, generations of people, especially in the farmers. And again, the farmers are the fabric, are the cement, the beton of the society, and that's not different for Holland. So if these farmers, if they can fight the farmers, because that's what's happening, it's a battle, and if the they can break down the farmer spirit and divide it, and you know, because of course in the farmer society there are also a lot of farmers that think, oh, this is not good because they're going too aggressive, or they watch television, if they can create division there. But at the same time, there's a lot of support for that, and that will of course continue. So the movement will strengthen, I think, the more insanity will be imposed on us, especially with this climate thing, which is the biggie. That's the next one. And that's a very difficult one, because try to explain the manipulation in the weather, in the droughts, and in the heat, the fires, and all the stuff which is happening here on an environmental level. That's very difficult to... It's sort of occulted in the whole analyzing of the situation. This weather warfare is just an enormous elephant in the room, which is also feeding this you know, this agenda. And that's a difficult one, of course, because people see dry rivers, so the food chain will be affected by that, because you know, the domestic transport of food will be affected by that. And people say, yeah, well, that's the weather, you know, it's climate, and that's a very hard one to swallow as well. So that's difficult to see where that will go, but I think it's a good thing what's happening now, and the farmers in Holland are being triggered. And I didn't know that it was such a coherent. I mean, I know the farmers. I know here in France how it is. A lot of meat eating farmers here, very effective, very producing, and I mean the productivity is amazing. And it's very meat-based department where I live, but not much awareness. But that's okay. It should be locally. It should be, you know. So it's also inspiring to see this thing. And we need to go here. So at the same time, I think we're on track. as weird as that might sound.
No, you're right. It's true. And yeah, these people who have had farms in their family for generations, I hope as many of them stand firm and maintain their property, their lifestyles as we can. We have the first break though, so stick around for these messages from our sponsors, folks, and we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Thursday co-host Wilhelm Velderhoff. And we were just talking about these plans of these globalist organizations, the World Economic Forum, Agenda 21. Now they've been calling it Agenda 2030 with their goals. Initiatives to meet by the year 2030. We have this Council for Inclusive Capitalism, where they're basically just trying to actually be sure to pressure all the corporations involved to start enforcing this in as many ways as they can. These cities now we're hearing about, these C40 cities, and they're evidently going to be all around the globe, you know, all around the in different countries, different continents. So I was mentioning, though, before the break, Wilhelm, Davos was referred, and the Club of Rome in the background of a lot of this. And they mention, this Frederick Leroy with some of the links to these people's PDFs. how sociopathic this worldview is. And if, I mean, so it, as far as the effects on the food supply and with these shots, and I mean, it's clear how many of these people, Rockefeller, Gates, families, have been long since interested in depopulation. You have to wonder just how much will be accomplished and in what time frame. 1 to 2 billion, at the very least, this guy is suggesting. Sociopathic worldview of these people, he says, possibly to depopulate the planet in a civil way to about 1 to 2 billion remaining. Okay, that's what he's saying. But perhaps more if you have enough smart dictatorship. Like Bill Gates says, right? If we're really smart about it, with vaccines, this and that, basically Georgia Guidestones numbers, if they can, right? But yeah, they are sociopaths, a small group of people who think they can be God, play God. And well, now we have Klaus Schwab telling them the last meeting, let's be clear about this, we will create the future. Willem.
Well, yeah, you bring up a very deep point there, actually, that there is this group of people who think in that way, this sociopathic worldview. I saw a very interesting interview today with Whitney Webb and also with Patrick Root from Technocracy Now. He has a very eloquent way of explaining how this technocracy, this world, this effort to, you know, to get this world domination, which is a world technocracy ruling, actually, and how China was also financed by the West. And it's very kosher, of course, because they don't mention the elephant in the room, some of these elephants in the room, but it's a very very clear, very honest worldview, how these people talk about this, you know, like Whitney Webb, and there are some other people on this talk, which was very interesting to listen, but they don't mention any Jewish aspect in this thing, like how Kissinger was part in the whole connecting with China, and how he, or KGB, or the former KGB, and how the Bolshevik Jews and Chinese Jews, I mean, Mao was installed by Jews, Korea, North Korea, the whole Jewish aspect in the whole thing. And then there is this whole, this very important part of the whole thing is that the Jewish Judaism, this whole religion of Judaism, is based on the idea that you are chosen by God. So, and that everybody hates you. I mean, that creates, by definition, in a very logical way, a sociopathic worldview. If you think that you are chosen, that you are actually sort of, you are God, actually, that's just a very thin line. You're chosen by God because you are God. There's not much difference. And that everybody hates you, that creates a sociopathic worldview. So it's very important to take this march into the analyzing the world and analyzing what's happening now. That there are some people who think they are God, of whom many are Jews, but that's not mentioned often. And there's a religious part in this. They have a religious worldview, which is based on this Torah and is based on this prophecies and all this stuff, which is in line with what's happening now with the world events, which is not done by God. It's created by humans, actually, who think they are God in a certain way. And it's an alliance, because it's not only Jews, of course, although in the heart, in the core, on core level, there are many Jews. And who knows what's above that? We don't know that. The occult part of it is that there is probably a part of it who don't have any connection with religions or any nations or anything like that. That's probably very possible.
Mm-hmm.
But
no. I suspect you're right on that. You know, I'd like to ask you your perspective on a related point, but after, I suppose, the bottom of the hour break here. So, yeah, hold on a second. My brother, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm an old sleep drum. You raise my hopes, then you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in disillusionment.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you anymore.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Belderhoff. And Wilhelm, related to what we were discussing before the bottom of the hour break, you were mentioning how these people see themselves as the chosen people, chosen by God, and it's a very thin line between that and seeing yourselves as part of God, and that your decisions can be the, you know, the will of the Creator. And so you have this very interesting effect, of course, as far as, well, how you define such might have to do with your belief system to some extent. I mean, you and I don't identify as Christian. A colleague of ours you've known far longer than I, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, you know, he describes the workings of this elitist Talmudic cabal as the synagogue of Satan. And, of course, well, many have associated Satanism with living as if there is no afterlife, you know, just living of the flesh and nothing more. Survival of the fittest, but with no morality or or with any other factors that you would see as valid in the way you live, basically, if I were to simplify things. But we definitely see, regardless of someone's spirituality, an influence from these elitist Judaics destroying a belief system for the rest of the world. You know, the Goyim are most easily controlled if they don't believe in an afterlife, if they, you know, completely adhere to just the physical, regardless of the belief of varying Jews on the topic. So I don't know, what do you think? I mean, do you see this as an active theme to just destroy? We hear about, even with the genetic manipulation, with these shots and anything else, tampering with genetics to try to remove the ability to have spirituality. You know, this could relate to what we hear with many seers of the past, scribes, talking about the Akashic record, the pineal gland and such, the third eye. But I don't know, what do you think? Is there an attempt to remove spirituality as one way of interpreting a satanic sort of implementation? Regardless, I mean, I'm sure some Jews are atheists and some are not. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's a lot of different points you bring up. it's difficult to... I cannot just reply on that in a short way. It's very difficult to... I mean, I have my own experiences in life. I come from a very Christian family, a Reverend family. My grandfather was a very ardent Reverend, and he was sort of my idol. He was my very important person in my life, and Christianity has been a very profound part of my life for a long part. Now it I come to different conclusions, but still it's very profound. But I come to a very different conclusions on what it actually is. And I think religion is a very intrinsic part of the brainwash, of the sorcery, of the Judaizing of society, of humanity, in a certain way, that we think we are God, we are the chosen ones, we have our Messiah, all this stuff. But also, you know, but it's a very deep, these are deep questions, which I'm very happy to elaborate on, but it takes some time, because to share my experiences with it, and how I come to my conclusions or whatever in that sense. And I respected the other ones, you know, beliefs. And I know many amazing people, especially in the Christian segment of the society. So brave people, Christians, very ardent Christians, brave people, pure people, and very much well-intended people, like you mentioned, you know, Andrew is Carrington Hitchcock is very much one of them. Beautiful people, but I come especially towards Christianity, towards other conclusions at the point where we are now. But the idea that we are God and we can do whatever you want is a projection of some kind of controlling part of humanity, or whatever you want to call it. I think these people are not even human, or whatever it is. So that's a very complicated part you bring up there. So I don't remember actually the question exactly you mentioned there, Richard, because you touched there a deep point, which I wanted to go into it on a personal level. I'm being very much have a lot of response to our last show, where I mentioned this with the Savior complex and this messianism, where it comes from. And I think we are much being projected with this toxic idea that we are bad. I mean, the whole idea of this white guilt thing fits into the idea that we are born in sin. All these ideas fit in the whole religionist ideas, that I think this is mind control. This is sorcery. This is limiting our in a way, and it's cultish in a way. But I don't have any judgment towards people who believe whatever they want to believe. I think that's not the case.
And then I've been under the impression, from what you've stated in the past, though, I mean, it's not that you're without spirituality, of course, just like myself. I mean, there's a lot I think we don't have enough information on, of course, just right off the bat, just from the start. And there are a lot that I have heard others, as well as myself, been witness to that, you know, defy explanation purely based on, you know, what we have here in the, you know, this physical 3D, you know, that we know. But I don't attribute it. So, I mean, I wouldn't use the term atheist for myself. I suppose agnostic is a pretty general term, but it wouldn't be so much Christian, but a different form of spirituality. Spirituality, I suppose. I mean, perhaps there's a fusion that in some ways, though, should come from your ancestors, you know, what the ancients of the people you descend from had embraced as well, because that is kind of being in touch with nature itself, you know, having a bit of a connection, that instinct, that intuition. There's
exactly,
something to that.
Exactly. And there are principles in nature. There are laws in nature. There are universal laws in nature, which is just beyond religion or anything, ideas of gods or messiahs or saviors or anything. No, there are simple, very simple common sense. Conscience, the word conscience comes from common sense. It's so simple that we can all learn it. Difference between right and wrong. It's a very simple construct, actually, that we can all learn this. And it doesn't matter. You know, you don't need a god or any specific belief system to understand common sense. It's very easy to understand. But if you now ask any order follower what's the right or wrong, what's the difference between right or wrong, what is a right, actually, what is a law, they cannot say anything about it. So we are completely disconnected from it, and it's an intrinsic part of nature and of the universe. There are certain objective universal laws and principles in nature, and if we live in accordance with it, we create a different reality. But now it's weaponized, literally. It's weaponized with man-made law, which is Talmudic, which is a part of Judaism. It's Talmudic. We can decide what's right and wrong. So, you know, it's an interesting discussion, to say the least.
It absolutely is. And like you say, it would take far more time for us to go into with more detail. But it's great for us to touch on these topics from time to time, at the very least, here on our RBN broadcasts. And we have a couple of callers. Let's try to get to the phones. First, we have Tom in Florida. Hey, Tom. Hey, always great to hear from you. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, good day, gentlemen. And, you know, Richard, just so you guys know, if I hit the Mega Million tomorrow night, I'm going to make a nice donation to RBN. Massive
Wonderful.
Donation to RBN if ever to get blessed with the Mega Million. And that's all about that's all the schmucks that think money, money, money. But anyway, Richard, seriously now, and Wilhelm's right, but Richard, I just got to say this. When you look at the Jewish situation here in the United States, they're 2% of the population. I think worldwide, and maybe, what, 3, 4, 5%, I don't know what it is. But, Richard, let's go to World War II. It was the white Christian males of the United States, basically, who saved them from annihilation, okay? And all we hear is how bad white Northern European Christian males are. In the media, all this controlled Zog Moody, it's only 2%. But they're controlling the narrative of this country.
Well, we didn't save them. We didn't save them from annihilation, though. That's just what they want us to believe. What is the number worldwide, Wilhelm? I mean, is it like 2%, or is it actually a decimal percentage, even smaller, of the Jewish people?
Well, I don't know, but the world has been Judaized in a certain way. We have been. It's a projection. Yeah. It's a projection mechanism. So a lot of people think that they are the ones, they are the chosen ones, and they are not Jewish or whatever you want to call it. They are just infected with this idea that they are God, and they have the right to do certain things which they don't have, actually, in accordance with natural law principles. But we are being disconnected from this universal principles, and we need government, and we're idolizing things, you know. We're idolizing people, politicians or musicians or anything like that. So we have been disconnected with nature by law, these laws, the knowledge of natural law, which is very easy, which is common sense, actually. That's why it's so easy. Everybody can understand it. And if you choose to live in accordance with it, in harmony with it, not with a fear because you get in a fine or you get punished. No, you live in accordance with it because you know if you live in accordance with this, in harmony with it, it creates order and peace and all the things we want. So we have been infected with it, with this projection, and have been Judaized in a certain way because that's what it is.
And I agree with you, Wilhelm. You're absolutely correct. And listen here, Richard. You know, I know you don't want to get in a religious show here, but in the New Testament, Richard, it wasn't the Romans who wanted to sacrifice Jesus Christ upon the cross. It was the Jews. Am I lying, Richard? In the New Testament, according to what that book says?
No, you're not lying. Yeah, that's the way I have understood it as well. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way the scholars interpreted it, Richard. I mean, biblical scholars, I mean, you know, they want to run around like they're the chosen ones. They're not chosen no more because they don't want to believe in the Son of God. They don't believe he created miracles. They don't believe, they thought he was a heretic or whatever you want to call it. They didn't believe in the Son of God, the only begotten Son that was perfect. They don't want to believe that. You say their Jesus Christ was perfect in every which way, the Jews go nuts on you, the rabbis and everybody. But he was perfect. Richard, we could go on and on religiously about that. But the Jews are in the wrong. And, Richard, it was proven, and look what's going on right now with all these billionaire Jews, how demonic they are, and satanic they are. Soros, Bloomberg, they're all satanic Jews. They're filth. They're absolute utter filth, and they hate the Constitution of this country.
Yeah, Rockefeller changed his name. Rockefeller changed his name. He's a Jew as well as the Gates family who followed in their depopulation dreams. They actually, it turns out from some sources, are Jewish as well. The Gates, I could see Gates not wanting people to know he's a Jew, you know, the way he tries to come off. But I wouldn't be surprised, you know, to confirm such. You know, we got a James on the line too, Tom. I thank you so much, as always, sir.
Hey, James, Richard, can I bring up one more thing? One more thing, Rich?
Really, really quickly, sir.
I'll make it real quick. I was watching the Congressman Crenshaw from Texas today and saying about the illegal invasion of this country, which the Jews are behind. Richard, they shouldn't be even allowed to come in here. They should be sent right back to their country of origin. Bottom line, what is this complacent crap these congressmen are pulling? It's complacent nonsense.
It's going to take a while before we can get to
that. Thanks for taking my call, Rich.
Always appreciate you,
sir.
Tom.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before we get to being able to stop Jews from immigrating. James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, sir?
In Holland, they're talking about nitrogen. The nitrogen atom by itself is the essence of life. Okay? If your DNA does not have sufficient nitrogen, it will not properly transcribe. It will not properly open. Okay? Now, and then, of course, you're going to get sick. One of the main sources of nitro for people is meat, amino acids in the meat. There's a main source of nitro. So for them to say that, well, there's too much nitrogen, nothing grows without nitrogen, you see. So this is the most incredible lie I've ever heard. I mean, that's the first thing. And the second question, or the question I would have, is Holland, do you feel Holland is somehow strategic to bringing down Europe? That's a question for Willem in this way. You see, they want the land, I think, obviously. And, hello?
Yeah.
Willem? Anybody home?
Willem, yeah. Did you hear what James was mentioning? I don't know.
Yeah, James, very, very interesting point there. I mean, I come from Holland. I've been focused on Holland, the history of Holland. What is Holland, actually? It's such a small country. Why is all this activity ongoing there? And it goes back in history, of course. I think you're right. It's being base. It's a base for bringing down the West. It stays intact. Actually, it's going to be created as a sort of mega city thing. It's going to be created in this whole new world order thing. I think you can compare Holland on a social level, sort of like a Seattle, California kind of liberal, right, epic center thing, because most of the people are completely locked in with the LGBTQ insanity, all this stuff, and the most people are of society are disconnected from the farmers, so
Oh, you got a break? Cool.
Yeah, cool. We have the last break here. We could hold you. We could hold you over if you could. All right, okay. We'll be right back with the final segment, folks. Stick around.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we're back, folks. Final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Wilhelm Velderhoff, and we're on with James in Vancouver. You know, a member of the European Parliament is even out there labeling the COVID shot coercion the worst crime ever committed on humanity. But, Even just a lack of nitrogen alone could affect just a degradation of our DNA, you're saying, James. Only the elites will have DNA which could reproduce in the future. Is that perhaps what their agenda is?
Absolutely. Those shots are pulling out nitro atoms, and they're rearranging nitro atoms in the DNA. And that's exactly what I've been trying to get at on this network for the last 6 months or more, you see. But I just want to say one more thing. Sorry to interrupt. Isn't it ironic that almost to the day, 7th February 1992, they signed the treaty in Maastricht in Holland. Now they're trying to destroy Holland, you see. So that was my point.
Great. Well, Willem, do you have any comments on James's points?
Yeah, well, it goes way back. Of course, it goes way back to this golden era when Holland supposedly suddenly became this power and colonized all these countries, in the West and in the East, and slavery, all the stuff.
Yes.
It goes back
anyway,
by that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say goodbye for now then. Thanks, Kylie.
Okay, thank you for the call as always, James. Appreciate it. Did you want to have were you finishing that thought, Willem?
Well, I think, the main thing is that we can be empowered by just who we are. We don't need to think that we are born in sin and that we go to hell if we don't believe certain things. That's all part of this brainwash, I think. And we are good people. We are good people in Europe. I just, last week I researched a lot about the poverty in Europe for the last 300 years, what we went through here in Europe, a lot of people in the cities and the working, the child labor, the poverty was just off the scale, hard work. This idea of white guilt fits in the idea that we are born in sin. So I think it's a very crucial thing and important thing that we just liberate ourselves of this Judaizing sorcery, which is a projection of this thing to make us passive, but also to make us weak. And there's nothing to be fearful of. And we don't need saviors in the exterior. We don't need anything out there. We know the difference between right and wrong. That's common sense. And locally, you can see it. And I can see it luckily here in France. But in the cities, it's different. On the countryside, it's more. And especially these farmers. So we should always connect and support the farmers, because they are connected to the ground. They are connected to the planet. And they are really connected in reality. Live a simple life. Without all these doctrines and all these limiting ideas, I think that's a crucial thing as well. It's a blessing to be able to talk about stuff.
Yes, well, so many good points you had there, and very well said. So we'll have to continue this more. And always great to network with at the callers of the community. Thank you, as always, Willem. Have a great weekend. All right, well, until next Thursday, my brother. And listeners, please continue to support RBN. Thank you so much for listening. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.